Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and today I wanted to talk to you about something that I think we all have dealt with quite a bit. It's a little bit outside of what I usually talk about, but it is related. It has to do with how to get your kids to do chores and how to impart responsibility onto them. I know I usually do shows about narcissism, but this really fits into that because teaching your children responsibility and that the rules apply to them are very key things in not raising a narcissist. So the subject of the show today is how to get kids to do chores. Before I start, I'd like to say that this is not like the stuff you read on the internet that has never been tried or was created by people who don't have kids. There was a time a few years ago when I was raising and taking care of 7 kids from the ages of 3 to about 15. And I used this. It does work. It kept the kids in line. It kept the house clean. This system does work. I took pieces of a couple different systems and put them together to create what I'm going to tell you now. So just so you know, this is a tried and true method. And it works with kids of all ages and children of all different personalities. Because believe me, with 7 kids ranging from ages 3 to 15, you don't get more different than that. This is basically just an overview of the program. There is a PDF that I created for it that's about 10 or 11 pages long. There is a link to that free download in the information for this video. So if you need more information or you want to take a look at it, go ahead and click that link and jump over there and grab it. Now, with so many parents working 2 jobs or more and kids involved in so many activities, families are often pulled in many different directions. So simply getting the household chores done can be really difficult, especially if you have young kids or kids who don't always want to do the chores or help mom and dad and really like what kid does. So with a few key strategies, this can be a lot easier. And like I said, I ran a household of 7 children with this. It does work. So the first thing you're going to want to do is make a schedule and stick to it. This is probably the single most important thing you can do to help your household run smoothly. Children, in general, feel much more secure when they know what's coming each day. And you, as a parent, are going to find that you get more done. Even if you already have a schedule, it never hurts to refine that and reevaluate your time and revamp it if you need to. If you finish stuff ahead of schedule, do something fun with your kids until it's time to do the next thing. When you break things down like chores and playtime into blocks of about 2 hours each, it ensures that everyone has ample time to do what they're required to do, while at the same time keeping things from getting too boring. If your days are taken up with work and school, you can still schedule the time you're at home to make sure everything gets done. That way, you can ensure that you have time for what's really important. And in the PDF that I created, you'll find examples of schedules, examples of points charts, and different things that we're going to talk about here. Another thing you want to do is use visual success tools. Kids learn and perform better when they have a visual aid and can see their success. Making jars with their names on them and adding stones or marbles or large colorful buttons or anything fun when they've achieved a goal is a great way to show their progress and keep them motivated. They really respond to the immediate reward of putting a stone in their jar, and it's a great way to teach them about long-term consequences for their behavior. So for instance, if they've done all their chores and followed the schedule all day with minimal issues, they have earned a stone or a button or whatever for that day. If they have earned a stone or a marble at the end of every day for a week, or however you want to do that, for younger kids, you might want to do a little shorter time than that because it can be hard for younger children to stay on task, and you want this to be something that will motivate them, not frustrate them or set them up to fail. But if they've earned a stone or a button every day for a week, then they can go out for ice cream on Sunday, or we used to have a pancake party as a reward. And if they have not earned a stone every day, then they don't get to participate. And it's very important to explain to them very clearly why they're being rewarded. And it's just as important to explain to them why they're not being rewarded. this works really well. We never had the same child miss the pancake party 2 weeks in a row. They really, really step up their behavior because they want to participate. Another example of a visual success tool is something I used called a points chart. And that is, for every chore that the child completes correctly, they get a tally mark, or you can write a number down. However you want to do it, you can use stickers or anything. In our house, every chore was worth 10 points. So if a child had done 10 chores, he had 100 points, you know, like that. And when you put the points on the chart every day, that really helps motivate kids, and they can really see where they're succeeding. And actually, in our house, it turned into a competition because they wanted to be the one with the most points. So it works really well. Then what you can do with that is you create a points store. And this adds a huge incentive for your child to follow the schedule and do their chores. And, you know, again, it can be set up any way you choose. You can award points for doing chores or for behavior above and beyond what's expected, such as they might get extra points if you ask them to wash the dishes, but they also wiped all the counters off, you know, things like that. We also awarded points for kindness and responsible behavior. You know, the list is really endless how this can work. Then the points are tallied up at the end of the week, and the child can use them to buy things in the points store. It can be things like candy or chips or DVDs or video games or anything that they like. Even if you don't have a lot of money to spend on stocking the points store, you can put coupons for things in the store, such as 50 points will buy you one extra hour of computer time, or 200 points will earn you one chore-free day. They really get excited about buying things with their points, and it teaches them about earning things. It also teaches them about saving if there's a big ticket item that they have to save their points over a few weeks to get. So it's really, really a great tool, and they love using their points to buy things. Now, that's the reward system. Discipline also involves a punishment system, and we have found that implementing a warning system works really well. The three strikes and you're out rule is probably the best, no matter what style of discipline that you use. And reinforcement and consistency are the keys to successful discipline. If you can let a child know absolutely exactly what's coming next, it's a great tool when you're trying to curb a problem behavior. If you can say to your child, one more warning and you're going to bed early tonight, and your child knows you mean that, you have a much better chance of them taking you seriously. But you have to back up the warnings, though. These are warnings, they are not threats, because you are telling the child 100% what will happen if they do not stop their behavior. In our house, we had what we called EBT, which was early bedtime, and they would have to go to bed at like 7 o'clock, where everybody else got to stay up till 9 or until 10 on the weekend. And then you could also get something called SBT, which was super early bedtime, where they had to stay in their room from 3 o'clock on. That means they missed hanging out and playing games and watching TV. They would have to eat their dinner up there depending on how old they were. You know, that's something that they really didn't want to do. So it really helped as a way to back up the warning system. If you can say you have one warning, and if you get two more, you have to go to bed at 7 o'clock, or whatever style of discipline that you want to use. If you get two more warnings, you're getting a spanking, or you're grounded tomorrow. You know, it works really well because it's kind of like the whole countdown thing. When you say one, two, you know, your child always hurries to do what you're telling them. And that's because they can clearly see what's going to come next. There's a time limit. You need to do it by this time. It puts parameters on it that children can understand, so that works really well. If they can go the entire day without more than two warnings, then they can get a stone in their jar. That's how we always did it. Every day that they get a stone in the jar, if they get five stones by the end of the week, they participate in the ice cream party or the pancake party or whatever prize that you have or reward for them at the end of the week. The most important thing when it comes to implementing all this, though, is consistency. Consistency is the number one most important thing when it comes to kids. Inconsistency creates confusion. If they know every single day what's expected from them, they will eventually get with the program. It's hard, especially if you're not used to it, but if you give in even just once, if you don't correct them immediately, or if you don't follow through with what you've said even one time, you're creating a recipe for failure. It sounds cliche, but children really do crave structure and rules, and they depend on their parents to give these things to them. Children's thinking is very black and white, and they feel more secure when the rules are simple too. When they can see that there's a very clear difference and a very clear choice between what's okay and what's not okay, they're happier and they're better behaved. Children often act out because of confusion or frustration. They may be confused about concepts and expectations that you think you've explained very clearly. You can cut down on their frustration or confusion and yours by making things very clear and very simple. You can print out your schedule, you can make a chore chart, you can create appoint spreadsheets and do lots of other things to help your kids feel involved and to help cut down on the confusion. When the family works together, it works better. I hope that helped clear up some things for you. If you are able to implement these things in your life and they work or they don't work, let me know in the comments. Tell us a story about what worked for your family. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast, brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.